There's been a staple of journalism for probably a century. We've all seen it, right? It was called Man on the Street. A newspaper, TV, or radio station sends a reporter and a photographer out to ask everyday people their opinions of current controversies. It was a great way to find out what the average Joe was thinking. Sometimes reporters even got some pretty smart answers. That was then. This is now.
What's the capital of the United States?
There's a capital?
What ocean is on the east side of the United States?
Pacific? No, I can't do the oceans. I don't do the oceans. Pacific, right?
What country is the Queen of England from?
I'm not a politician guy. I ain't gonna lie. I don't know. I really don't know.
Can you name the three Kardashian sisters?
Kim, Courtney, and Khloe.
You guys are UCLA students?
We literally go to UCLA.
Man on the Street reports are now Idiot on the Street reports, as you just heard. And UCLA, well, that's a college for the best and the brightest. When people scratch their heads and throw their hands up in frustration and say, how did we get here? Here, meaning the place where America now is as a nation. In a bomb dive by every conceivable metric. Well, the answer is multifaceted. We got here one phony, manufactured word at a time, one stupid rah-rah catchphrase at a time, one bullshitting politician or bogus expert at a time, one teacher grading on a curve at a time, one commie social media censor at a time. That's how it was done. And it seems only the tiniest sliver of people are aware of this. So this is kind of a bifurcated episode. How did America get so stupid? Well, I'll tell you, and I will continue an episode I began in the November 2021 tab, the Commie Glossary. Stay with me.
The Safari Park.
You're killing me, Larry!
Larry. Fucking Larry.
Larry from That Larry Show.
For men with balls.
Take off your pants.
Larry, get into bed now.
Larry.
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 Come on, Larry. Larry.
Larry. In the Commie Glossary Part 1, the word list is far from complete because when you drill down into the commie vocabulary, you realize it's a bottomless pit because they constantly crap out fresh buzzwords and rally cries and campaign phrases, all of which are coined to befuddle the millions of mouth-breathing imbeciles who feel comforted by mindless repetition. They're like preschoolers doing the sing-song alphabet. And isn't that a typical behavior of commie creeps? To link arms and sway around the campfire as they sing puke-inducing folk songs, or chant protest slogans as they block traffic. It's what they do. It's coded into their DNA, like a dog lifts his leg to take a leak. Those useful idiots, as Lenin called them, they gobble those words and parrot them, make them a part of their everyday vocabulary. When they think a fresh commie word is particularly cool, they will shoehorn it into every conversation. The Great Reset. Build Back Better. Global warming. Flatten the curve. Whoa, wait. Those last two didn't age very well, did they? The globe has not heated up as predicted, so they pivoted. Hey, there's another recent darling word. They pivoted to the much more elastic climate change. Cold, hot, wet, dry, whatever the weather, it's the wrong weather, and it's your fucking fault. You and your automobile, your HVAC, your barbecue, your fireplace, your pellet stove, even your lungs, because we produce CO2 with every exhale. Face it, people are bad for the planet. And then there was that flatten the curve horseshit. Just a couple of years ago, it was on every moron's lips. and teleprompter.
Flatten the curve.
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 That would fix everything. But it didn't. When the lockdown didn't fix things, the next pandemic remedy was ventilators. If only there were enough ventilators, everyone would be okay. Trump cooked up a deal with General Motors. They cranked out ventilators like sausage links. Soon, ventilators were stacked up at hospitals across America like 2x4s at Home Depot. They could have hung banners on the exterior walls. Ventilators are us.
Welcome to the emergency room. I'm Dr. Shit for Brains. Hey, you don't look so good. Let me ram this foot-long Q-tip up your snot locker. So far, your brain will hemorrhage. Next, we'll give your snot sample too many spins of the PCR, which will guarantee a positive reading, because the government pays us $13,000 for every COVID case. Yep, you're positive. Now, get your doomed ass up on that gurney. Open your mouth. Let me shove this 10-inch tube down your throat and into your lungs. Come on, man up, you pussy. Now, I'll inject you with the same shit that killed Michael Jackson and put you in a deep coma. Next, I'll whistle up some TikTok dancing heroes in blue scrubs. They have zero training with ventilators and will literally blow up your lungs like cheap balloons. Whoops, flatline. Hey, Nurse Sugar Tits. Call the government. Tell them to send over another check for $48,000. That's the going rate for COVID murders, fatalities. So sad. We did everything we could.
Something like 90% of ventilated COVID patients died. A 90% death rate for a treatment of a disease with a 99% survival rate. Trust the science. By the time people began to wise up to the ventilator scam, government was literally bulldozing them, unused, still in the packing crates, into landfills. So much bullshit. So few apologies. Hang on a sec. Let me check the record. Whoa, look at that. There were zero ventilator apologies. None. But the experts, they weren't through yet.
Get your jab, step right up and get your jab. 100% safe and effective. 80% safe and effective. 50% safe and effective. Come on, trust the science. Get a booster, get two boosters, 3¼. What do you say? You still got sick? Well, without the vaccine, it would have been way, way worse. How do we know? How do we know? Have we ever been wrong before?
By the way, Pfizer has just released a TV commercial hawking their junk to teenagers. It's disgusting. But now, by law, they have to list some of those nasty side effects.
The last 2 years have been hard on everyone. And teens are no exception. But Pfizer has some welcome news for parents. Now there is an FDA-approved vaccine for 12 to 15-year-olds to help protect against COVID-19, with protection against severe illness, too. Over 9 million 12 to 15-year-olds have received it.
You shouldn't get the vaccine if you've had an allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Serious allergic reactions can happen. Rare cases of inflammation of the heart muscle and outer lining have been reported. People with weakened immune systems may have lower response to the vaccine. The most common side effects were injection site pain, redness and swelling, tiredness, headache, muscle pain, chills, joint pain, and fever.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about the most widely used COVID-19 vaccine in the U.S. Our vaccine, named Comirnaty, is now FDA approved for ages 12 and up. Brought to you by Pfizer and BioNTech.
In education for quite some time, all emphasis has been on STEM, science, technology, engineering, mathematics, which may be a good idea for competing on the global market for semiconductors and software and such, but for the health of a nation, for the intelligence of an electorate, it's been a fucking disaster. Liberal arts, and especially language arts and history and geography, are all but forgotten. and what little history is still being taught has been politically corrected by Marxist shitbags. And most educators, sadly, are Marxists. Not all, but most. And Marx, and his boyfriend Engels, and some other human bacteria are to blame for nearly all the ills afflicting modern culture. And they did it with words. Meaningless words. Words they concocted on the fly or pulled out of their diseased assholes. Words like dialectics, dialectical materialism, racism, reputedly coined by commie founder Leon Trotsky. Lots and lots of isms, and they're all bullshit created to sound erudite and valid, but when you look closely, you realize what they are. Nonsense that weak minds buy into, basically because they don't understand them. It's no different than Doc Brown's flux capacitor and Back to the Future. What did that mean? Not a goddamn thing. But everyone knows the word flux, huh? Sounds fluid and vaguely scientific. The economy is in flux, budgets are in flux, the tide is in flux. And a capacitor, well, that's a gizmo that stores an electrical charge. If you dick around with anything from a guitar amp to an air conditioning unit, you want to be real careful around that capacitor. A small one can blow you off your feet, a big one can kill you easily. Commies are no different than Hollywood screenwriters, which are usually commies. They invent words and phrases that sound virtuous or patriotic or smart, and idiots repeat them. When we left off the Commie Glossary Part 1, we were about halfway through, somewhere around the letter M. Migrant is a word they've distorted. Originally, it referred to migrant workers, huh? People who would travel from one place to another for employment, often to bring in a harvest when there were not enough locals to do the job. Sometimes they built railroads, too. But it was not just work-related, but a change of citizenship. It was immigrant for inbound and emigrant for outbound. Those who jumped the line and tried to reside in a country without legal permission were called illegal aliens. That's not an insulting or evil term, it's a simple statement of fact. They moved in illegally, and they were aliens, not American citizens. Then commies decided that was mean. As those moronic lawn signs say, nobody's illegal. So they called them undocumented immigrants. And replacing alien with immigrant, well, that strongly implies a pending legal status as a citizen, doesn't it? Big difference between undocumented and illegal. Undocumented just sounds like a bureaucratic glitch. Obama didn't like undocumented, so he renamed them Dreamers. Talk about a clever, positive spin. We're all dreamers, aren't we? Somehow the term dreamer seems no longer in common usage. Not sure why. Maybe because all the European countries invaded by millions of illegal aliens, well, those nations decided to call them migrants, which is a false term. They were not looking for work, and they weren't staying temporarily. If you came home from work one day and found a stranger sprawled on your couch, having a sandwich and watching your TV, would you call him a migrant? No, you'd call the cops. But if you were in L.A. or New York or other commie cities, odds are the cops would not investigate. If they did, they'd probably not arrest him because George Soros installed commie DAs like Gascon in L.A. and Bragg in New York. They wouldn't prosecute. One more M word. Movement. When you hear or see it, think bowel movement, because they're talking shit. Like the podcast convention outfit, Podcast Movement. They're the ones who issued an apology to the world because Ben Shapiro had the audacity to show his face at the booth his company paid for. Podcast Movement tweeted about the harm he caused. Ooh. After M comes the big O, and that's sort of a new one. Ever since the meaningless event of January 6th, where a goof in a buffalo hat and others took a self-guided tour of the Capitol, every commie politician now uses the phrase, "Our democracy." Since they're all obsessed with pronouns, sticking a possessive one in front of democracy reveals just how divisive they are. What happened to liberty and justice for all? E pluribus unum. One nation under God. Well, we know they hate that one. Even though our political system is not a democracy but a republic, they are claiming it for their own. Our democracy, not yours. That's not very inclusive. Every time they say our democracy, they're planting their flag, and it's got a hammer and sickle on it. Kathy Hochul, the repugnant grimbo who replaced the equally repulsive Frankenstein grab-ass Cuomo, remember America's governor, the one who killed 15,000 senior citizens? Well, Hochul just told every New York resident who disagrees with her regime to get out of town. Listen for yourself.
Fighting to bring government back to the people and out of the hands of dictators. And we're here to say that the era of Trump and Zeldin and Molinaro, just jump on a bus and head down to Florida where you belong, okay? Get out of town. Get out of town. Because you don't represent our values. You are not New Yorkers. You're not New Yorkers.
She sounds every bit the dictator herself, doesn't she? Maybe she ought to grow a little mustache, cut her hair, and do a comb-over. A few months back, Hochul also claimed the vaccine was a gift from God, and everyone should be an apostle and take it and spread it. Then there's the P word, progressive. They use it because their real identity and political agenda has such horrific baggage, they dare not utter it. It's hard to hide the 100 million deaths attributable to communism, 40 million in Stalinist Russia, and 60 million in Maoist China. Can't overlook Nazi Germany. Adolf was, first and foremost, a socialist. Can't forget the smaller genocidal monsters like Vietnam's Ho Chi Minh and Cambodia's Pol Pot. And today's socialism has quite a stench about it, huh? Venezuela was once the jewel of South America. But ever since socialism took hold, it's become a dangerous shithole of scarcity and misery. Let's not omit current-day communist China, world champions of exploitation and human rights violations. Oh, and North Korea and Cuba, all shithole nations with the world's lowest standards of living and highest misery index. So, of course they call themselves progressives, because they are actually commies and socialists. The leaders are evil scum. The rank and file are naive nitwits, who invariably wake up when it's too late. As the bromide goes, you can vote your way into socialism, but you have to shoot your way out. George Orwell said, "The people that elect corrupt politicians, imposters, thieves, and traitors are not victims, but accomplices." That's true. Stupid people, but accomplices nonetheless, willfully ignorant.
What's the capital of the United States?
There's a capital?
Just remember, folks, that college student votes, and her vote counts as much as yours. Two more P words lefties love: problematic and privileged. Ooh. Any ideas they don't like, they label problematic. Doesn't mean a fucking thing. Kind of like dialectical. But when you hear someone use that word, you know they're an asshole. Privilege is how leftists show their deep-seated racism and bigotry. Usually they preface the word privilege with the word white, racially stereotyping people. A phrase created to divide and foment animosity. Guess we should mention the patriarchy, whore whoop of the he-woman man-haters club. If anything's problematic, it must be a man's fault. As usual, their arguments are devoid of facts. Facts like, more females attend college than males. More women have jobs than men do. There is no pay gap between men and women. According to the Wall Street Journal, when pay rates are adjusted for education, marital status, occupation, and other factors, men and women earn the same amount of money for the same work. Men are jailed at much higher rates than women for identical crimes with far longer sentences. Men are 4 times more likely to kill themselves than women. Divorce courts and custody battles are horrifically biased against men. The patriarchy is just another commie construct cooked up to divide the sexes, just as they try to divide us by race. By the way, we don't say gender here. There are many, many more words and phrases invented or distorted by commies to destroy this nation. And they're always coming up with fresh ones. It's what they do. And academia and the American educational system will continue to crank out people with degrees and advanced degrees who are not really educated at all. They're trained like circus dogs. They yap and growl at the right trigger words like systemic and patriarchy and roll over for a belly rub for the milkbone words like justice and equity. What they are is credentialed imbeciles, scarecrows from Oz, without a brain in their heads, but fancy diplomas in bullshit disciplines that validate them as experts. God help us. Hey, thanks for hanging with me once again. It's always great to be with you. Slide over to the show page, thatlarryshow.com, for hundreds more episodes. And while you're there, click the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. If you like what you just heard, send a link to a friend and leave a 5-star review wherever you download. If you really like what you heard, click the Patreon or PayPal button and support the show. If you prefer the U.S. mail, you'll also find a post office box on the show page, which accepts cash and checks. Help me continue to call out commies destroying America, your home, and mine. I'll see you next Wednesday or thereabouts, and until that time, take no shit.